إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah. We seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, and there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah for whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. We want to pick up where we left off last week with the topic fitna, the practicing of Islam in the summertime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu innama al-khamru wal-maythiru wal-ansabu wal-aslamu rijasun min amal ash-shaytani fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun. إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة، فهل أنتم منتهون؟ وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول واحذروا، فإن توليتم فاعلموا أنما على رسولنا البلاغ المبين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in these ayat, O you who believe, indeed khamr and gambling and ansab and aslam is rijis or filth from the handiworks of the shaytan. So stay far away from them so that you may be successful. The shaytan, he only wants to cause hatred and enmity amongst you from the khamar and the gambling, and to divert you from the remembrance of Allah and the salat. So why don't you stop? And I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger, and be aware or look out and know that if you turn away, that it's only on the Messenger to deliver the clear message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And these ayah shows us the prohibition of al-khamr. And khamr is, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the authentic hadith of Imam Muslim, he explains, kullu muskirin khamrun wa kullu khamrin haramun. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, every intoxicant is khamr and every khamr is haram. And this has been authentically collected by Imam Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, O you who believe, that khamr and gambling and ansab and aslam, and those were the ansab and aslam, were the things that the mushriks used to do from their acts of shirk before the days of Islam, by slaughtering for other than Allah and shooting those arrows, doing whatever they did. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that this is from the handiworks of the shaytan. So stay away from it so that you may be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that success is not in getting high and taking intoxicants. And maybe this is not just for us to hear, but for the Muslims who are not here. And we have to give da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muslims getting high. Soon as the weather break, everybody act like this ayat has not been revealed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given us guidance. Everybody's out there getting high. And Allah tells us this is from the works of the shaytan. So stay away from it so that you may be successful. Stay away from these intoxicants, this khamr, so that you may be successful. The way to success is staying away from this. Shaytan, he wants to place hatred and enmity amongst you from this khamr, these intoxicants, and gambling. Shaytan, the way he works and dividing us and placing hatred and enmity in our hearts, putting one of us against the other, is by this khamr. If you don't think that's the case, look at the brothers getting high and look at how the whole community is being torn apart from a handful of people getting high after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this prohibited in His book, showing us that this is from the actions of the shaytan and that it causes hatred and enmity. Naam. Your brothers, you act like it's okay, your brother getting high. It's okay. It's not okay, wallahi, this is the way to hatred and enmity in the community. By them getting high, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and it keeps you from the remembrance of Allah and from the salah. You might have started off making the salah when you were getting high, but eventually you can't keep coming to the salah and keep getting high, because those intoxicants keep getting the best of you and the best of you until shaytan conquers you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah says, won't you stop? Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made it a prohibition. Then He said, it's from the handiworks of the shaytan, and that you will be successful if you leave it. And that shaytan places hatred and enmity in you because of this. And it prevents you from the remembrance of Allah. And it prevents you from the salah. Isn't that enough, man, to convince you to stay away from getting high and getting drunk and using intoxicants? And obey Allah and obey the Messenger and look out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warns you Himself. And I command you to obey Allah, and I command you to obey the Messenger, and be aware. It's only on the Messenger to deliver the clear message. We're just going to tell you that you're not supposed to get high and use the khamr. But if you do, we ain't going to do nothing to you. This ain't kufr, get high, beat him up so he don't get high. This is Islam. Allah warns you, if you disobey Him and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, look out, because Allah will deal with you. We're not going to deal with you. What are we going to do to you anyway? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to deal with the people who keep getting high. Wallahi, let the Muslims know that the warning is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all we can do is deliver a clear message, because we can't do anything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-aliyul kabir, He is the most great and the most high. And He is shadidul iqab. And He is most severe in His punishment, subhanahu wa ta'ala. and he's going to deal with those people. Wallahi, leave off the khamr. Tell your brothers and sisters, man, stop getting high. Leave off the khamr. It's an evil. It causes hatred and enmity. Why it shouldn't cause hatred and enmity? Wallahi, you give sadaqah, you know where your sadaqah goes? It goes to pay the rent and for the food of the people getting high. They get high with the money Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with. Then they say, my baby don't got no milk. What we going to say, the baby don't got no milk? We're going to buy some milk. Wallahi, I can't pay the rent. Got high with the money. Or my mate got high with the money. Nobody ever did it themselves. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. I need money for the rent. Your sadaqah money paid for the rent. Because he smoked up his rent money. How everybody feel with that? Hatred and enmity? Wallahi, man, ain't nobody okay with you. How we gonna be okay, man? People getting high, man. The little bit of money Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with, we try to put it down fi sabilillah. You paying milk and Pampers and rent money for people still getting high, talking about, look at the innocent children. Man, what kind of innocent children were they when you was getting high? They wasn't innocent then? Wallahi, you gotta talk to your brothers, man. You brothers sitting right here on the musalla, man. You know your boy getting high, man. You don't say nothing. Sister getting high, man. You giving her money to get high. Wallahi, you don't see the evil in this? You don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lay this out in his book and then say, won't you leave it alone? This serious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it so serious, he didn't even give us a crime to deal with you with. A punishment to deal with you. He's going to deal with you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, it's evil, brothers. Don't let this thing be overlooked. Wallahi, brothers got problems, man. Try to get some help for your problem. And help is this deen of al-Islam, Allah's book and the sunnah of his messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. People try to tell us this deen ain't the haq. Show us the haq. This deen don't have the answer. Show us the answer. Y'all happy, y'all sad because y'all not high? We sitting in the masjid now, mad. We mad because we ain't high? Where we sitting in the masjid? Potent? Man, we can't get high. Well, like, the topic of the talk is not sadness because we can't get high. Well, like, is somebody depressed because we can't get high? We chose not to get high. This is a choice. Allah gave us guidance. Alhamdulillah, we follow the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ain't sad. They out there getting high, that mean they doing better than us because they high, we sober. They out of it, we intelligent, alhamdulillah. We crazy because we use our minds to benefit us in this world and the hereafter. Somebody high, he doing better than us. We depressed, he ain't depressed. Broad daylight, all the curtains closed. He looking out the window thinking somebody coming to get him. Nobody don't even know he's there. That's better than we're doing. Wallahi, Islam is good, alhamdulillah. Ain't nobody worried about what somebody else doing out there. We mad because we ain't high. Somebody mad because we ain't high. Subhanallah, Allah. Give the da'wah to Allah's book and the sunnah of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and help the believers to stop getting high. Anybody got any ideas? You feel like he really depressed because he ain't high? Turn to Allah's book and the sunnah of his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Let this guidance guide you. فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And what other speech are you going to believe in? You'll believe in this. N-A-A-A or whatever all that. You going to believe in that? You ain't going to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They take you out of the frying pan, put you in the skillet. Naam. Take you from one danger to another one, even more dangerous. At least you was a Muslim getting high. And there's a chance for the Muslim. Then they take you to make you a kafir getting high. Or a kafir not getting high. And both of them are equally deserving of the hellfire. Kafir getting high, kafir not getting high. Both of them died. One died high, one died sober. On kufr. Where they are both? The hellfire. Wallahi, Islam is the truth, brothers. And you need to let your brothers know it's the truth and let the sisters know. Sisters in cahoots with the husbands. Your husband getting high, you out there taking the extra job so he can get high. Talking about I'm supporting my husband, I'm behind my husband. What kind of support is that? Wallahi, leave this alone, there's an evil in the community. Na'am. And in the summertime, look like people want to get high more so in the wintertime. Everybody hanging out. Everywhere you driving. Everybody nodding their head, calling you over. You going to see what you can get. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the summertime and in the wintertime, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَىٰ. Doesn't he know that Allah sees? Allah see you all year long. May Allah help us to fear him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, فَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَةً وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And don't go near zina. Indeed, zina is an evil deed, abominable deed, and an evil way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he prohibits us, as we explained this ayat a million times, not just from committing zina, as the shaytan play with you, but everything that leads up to zina. That's why Allah prohibited going near zina. Allah didn't say, don't commit zina, which is still a prohibition, but he said, don't go near zina. Meaning going near it is haram as doing it is haram. Except one of them got a bigger punishment than the other, or one of them has the known punishment that we know of, and the other one we don't know about. Wallahu a'lam. We feel like we're more of a man, or the sisters feel like they're more of an animal, or the men are animals, or whatever the case is. We're human beings and Muslims. Nobody has to commit, say he can't hold himself back. I can't get married in time. I gotta commit to haram. What kind of stuff are you saying? The Prophet ﷺ didn't give you guidance, or you turn away from the guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us guidance, but we turn away from the guidance. The Messenger ﷺ said, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, qala, kunna ma'an nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shababan. فقال لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباء فليتزوج فإنه غض للبصر وأحصن للفرج فمن لم يستطع فعليه بالصوم فإنه له وجاء. متفق عليه. عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه, he said that we were young men with the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to us, oh, you group of young men, whoever has the ability to get married, get married. Whoever amongst you has the ability to get married, get married. You got the ability, don't commit zina. If Allah bless you with the ability, mean you have the strength and the money, go get married. Don't commit zina. Wallahi, brothers got the ability to get married, still committing zina. He living with the girl. Wallahi, Muslims living with each other. In zina. Coming to the masjid. Listening to ayah from Allah's book and the hadith of his messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. Go back home in zina. With another Muslim lady. Wallahi, tell me animals ain't better than you. Wallahi, you don't understand a prohibition. I'm weak. That's going to save you from the hellfire. Your statement, I'm weak. That's a statement of safety. That makes practicing the haram okay. If you have the ability to get married, wallahi, people living together for 5 years, man, got the ability to get married. I know one of the brothers, man, the brother say, I married a hoe. Don't talk about my girl. Married a hoe, man. At least do something. Fear Allah. You might die in that state. He had to bust out with his girl, die. Nah, young man, your heart can stop. Don't act like your heart can't stop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's in control. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. And the soul does not know in what land it will die. A young man shacked up with somebody, living in the haram, coming to the masjid, hearing fear Allah, married a hoe, lead a kafir, married a Muslim, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah just take his soul. What's this case? We may salatu janazah on him, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and forgive him. Is he going to be forgiven? Is he going to be forgiven? That's his state?
Wallahi, brothers still living together, man. Stop living together. And then stop telling me too. I don't want to hear it. I had enough I'm trying to deal with, man. I keep hearing the haram. I'm in the haram. Repent. Yeah, subhanallah. I ain't no priest. You ain't no Catholic. I'm in the haram. What you telling me for, man? Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't go near zina. You all up in the house. I ain't touching her now. You in the haram, man. You living in the house where they're talking about you ain't touching her. Astaghfirullah Allah. What was you doing before? And tell me living with her is halal. It's halal to live with her because you don't touch her? You ain't married to her? Wallahi, what kind of Islam is that? And we come into the Muslim, we come into the masjid, we don't fear Allah. Why we accept Islam? For guidance. This is guidance. Wallahi, the weather getting hot. Kafirs looking like kafirs and the Muslims too. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ain't gonna be no excuse. Oh Allah, you know she was looking good. I had to get it. Wallahi, how that sound? That sound like a dua that's answered? Sound like a dua is answered? Wallahi, you eat the haram food, your dua is not answered. You drink the haram drink, your dua is not answered. Wallahi, your head naughty, you don't take care of it, you don't clean yourself, your dua ain't answered. Raise your hands up all you want to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you gonna answer that? You in the haram. You living in the haram talking about, oh Allah, you know this is the best I could do. Wallahi, Allah might take your soul just like He took that brother's soul. And how many other people their soul may have been taken, we don't even know about. Fear Allah. Islam, we have the answer. You have the ability, we're talking about people who have the ability, they don't get married. Indeed, it is more preserving for your eyes to keep your gaze lowered. Being married helps you to lower your gaze. If you ain't lowering your gaze, start talking to your wife, man, sister, man, I can't lower my gaze, man, get on top of this thing. Sister, responsibility to please her husband. Right of the husband, the lady, please him. Sister, please your husband. So he can lower his gaze. And it's more chaste for the private parts. You keep your private parts more chaste when you marry. This is when you have the ability to be married. Now, whoever does not have the ability to get married, then let him fast, because this is a means of castration. And Allah knows best is more of a means. If we say the fitna bigger here than it was there with the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, then the days here are longer to fast. You're going to be more worn out here than you're worn out there. If you want some psychology, man, take some psychology. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from this abominable deed in an evil way. Wallahi, we live in an evil consequences of it right now. We live in the evil consequences of it right now. We still can't even get fatwas to deal with our situation because of so much zina. First of all, you tell the sheikh, Sheikh, I'm living in zina. The sheikh don't even want to handle your question. You living in what? All of us are, sheikh. Don't be looking at me. I ain't the only one. Whatchamacallit? We don't even get our fatwa for some of this stuff we live in. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is an abominable deed and an evil way. Stay away from it. Stay away from it. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muslims know and they supporting it. You know your man getting... Why he your man? He's still committing zina. You hanging out with him like he's okay. Ain't you hanging out with him? Wallahi, how people know, how you know he committing zina? How we know people living with each other? Everybody know you hanging out with him like the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam didn't say, Al-mar'u ala deeni khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil. Akhraju Abu Dawood wa sahih. Where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, a person is on the deen of his close friend. Look at who you take as your friend. You tell me, I ain't like him, my heart is pure. Ala fil jasad mudgha idha salahat salah al jasad kullu wa idha fasad al jasad kullu ala wa hiya al qalb. This hadith, the Messenger said, there's a morsel of flesh in the body. If it is correct, then the rest of the body is correct. Correct in accordance with the Kitab and the Sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if that morsel of flesh is corrupt, then the rest of the body is corrupt in disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Isn't the heart, how your heart pure and your body parts are in opposition to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam? Either the you lying or the messenger lying. That's just a question, because you lying. But we're trying to be polite with you. Because Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, لا ينطقوا عن الهوى إنه إلا وحي يوحى. He doesn't speak from his own desires, he only speaks from revelation revealed to him. Ayah and hadith and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, can you turn away? How can you turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book? Don't turn away from these ayah and the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll destroy yourself. Destruction for you in this world and in the hereafter. Wallah, you think zina don't have consequences? Wallah, it got consequences for the kafir and for the Muslims. You hanging out with the no good, dirty, whatever. She says she clean because she Muslim. Y'all ain't married, y'all hanging out. Tell me where the cleanliness is at. Tell me where the cleanliness is at. Because both of y'all Muslim committing zina. That's clean? Tell me what dirty is. We make a stinja. We took a ghusl afterwards. Wallahu musta'an. You got filth in your heart. A ghusl gonna clean it? Then you talking about I made a wudu to strengthen myself to go back into zina. Wallahu musta'an. Fear Allah. Don't turn away from these ayah and the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not in the summertime, not in any time. Wallahi, don't say the devil made me do it. Girl made me do it. You should have saw how she was looking. Fine like that. Wallahi, how you going to say, what's she going to do, save you? Shaytan, wallahi, the shaytan going to save you? What are you going to say on your muqiyamah? Shaytan going to say, man, you Muslim. Shaytan, you can imagine a shaytan and a kafir arguing. Shaytan and Muslim, how the argument going to go down? Muslim going to say, yo man, why you make me do it? I say, man, you was Muslim. Talking about why I made you do it, man. You was reading all them ayah, talking about the shaytan this, the shaytan that. Then shaytan, I told you, come on, you tell me, all right. Now you going to come looking at me. How many ayat down the shaytan? Shaytan and his plot ain't made clear in Allah's book and in the Sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. How you gonna be debating with shaytan on Yom Al-Qiyamah? Devil made me do it. Wallahi, don't follow your desires. Don't follow your desires. Follow Allah's book and the Sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Leave off zina. Leave off the people who commit zina. I ain't friends with nobody who commits zina, walhamdulillah rabbil alameen. We can't be proud to make that statement. I can't be happy to say I don't have no friends commit zina. Everybody I'm close to, walhamdulillah, they're married. If they're not married, they're chaste. Wallahi, that's a crime. I'm sad all my friends married. Oh, subhanallah, I don't have no fornicators as friends. None of my friends are adulterous. Oh, why me? Oh Allah, why you didn't make my friends adult? Subhanallah al-Azim, Islam, we happy with Islam, alhamdulillah. Islam don't make us sad, we happy with the truth. We happy with this guidance. It's good for us in this world, and it's good for us in the hereafter. Our children have a lineage, alhamdulillah. Noble lineage, not no zina. We ain't happy at that? I ain't happy lest my child a bastard. Sisters love bastard children. If I'm lying, prove it to me. Sisters, you love bastard children. If I'm lying, prove it to me. Prove it to me, all of them bastards floating all around. Wallahi, you push your daughters out there to have bastard children. Then after you push them out there, then you bring them back to the masjid telling us why we chasing them away. Chasing them away, we've been calling to the sunnah every day. We call him to Allah's book and the Sunnah of His Messenger alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, we taught a girl to commit zina. Who we taught to commit zina? How many times you hear me say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. and don't go near zina. How many times you heard that? You can't count how many times you heard that ayah. We teach your daughter to commit zina, and we don't want to be with her afterwards.
I need to get my daughter married.
Marry her to the nigga he got the baby from or something. Come to the masjid, talking about we fear Allah. What kind of fear of Allah? People can't repent. Repent, subhanAllah. Wallahi, there's no crime against repenting. We repented. May Allah accept our repentance. But don't be playing with no Islam, man. You encouraging the girls. Look at my little bastard. You want a little bastard? Wallahi, look at him. He's so happy. I'm happy. Bastards are okay. Wallahi, they're trying to teach our daughters that. I slap your daughter. I find your daughter. Tell my daughter that. Wallahi, the brothers come have to fight me. You think I won't slap a little 13-year-old girl with a bastard child, 15-year-old girl? Wallahi, let her talk to my daughter like that. Press charges. Ain't nobody scared of kufr and the kufar. Talking about I press charges on you, man. We scared to be Muslim? Y'all jokers love your kufr. You love disobedience? We love obedience. You fight for your disobedience and your kufr? We're going to fight for our Islam and obedience. How them women, how them little girls coming in here calling to that, man? Don't come calling to that. Hang out at another masjid. Other masjids, it's okay. They told me. They told me you too strict and y'all too strict. All them bastard little children, take them to the masjids that say we too strict. And there's a whole bunch of them in this area, walhamdulillah. Go to those masjids, wallahi. We're going to read about some of it right now tonight too, inshallah. Take your bastards to them bastard masjids. Nah. Masjids on bid'ah wa dalala. We're talking about unite. Unite with what? How are we going to unite with bid'ah? You're talking about let the masjids unite. I'm so sad the masjids won't unite. Unite on bastard children and bid'ah and dalala? What are we going to unite on? Then you say, don't talk about the masjids like that. The masjids are the houses of Allah. Wallahi, the houses, if they were the houses of Allah, they wouldn't be violated. If it's the house of Allah, be violated like they violate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam in His house. Wallahi, I hope it ain't His house. And some of these masjids, not even masjids. Nah. It ain't even permissible to make salah in some of these places. People telling me it's a masjid. Stop calling it masjid dirar, Abu Muslimah. It's not masjid dirar. It's masjid ashabul yameen. I tell them, you want to play technical with me, man? Play technical with me. It ain't masjid dirar? Okay, it ain't masjid dirar. Somebody said, make this clear. I made it clear before. We're going to make it clearer again. It ain't masjid dirar because you don't believe it's masjid dirar because you're ignorant of the kitab and the sunnah and the verdicts of the ulama. Or if you know, you act like you don't know. Either way, it's all right with me. Did you own masjid ashabul yameen? That we call Masjid Dirar, the Jew own it. Tell me in what book and what sunnah the Jew own the masjid, it's a masjid. Y'all tell me, wallahi, how is the masjid? Tell me, wallahi, explain to me Islam. I'm a student of knowledge, explain to me how the Jew own a law house. You saying, stop talking about a law house like that ain't a law house, man, that's the Jew house. That's the Jew house. The Jew ain't mad with me. You mad with me? He ain't mad with me. He happy. Because they ain't even gave him his money. They ain't gave him no money, man. Wallahi, go take your bastard children from zina to the likes of the Masjid Dirar or other masjids befitting of your children. You led your children to that. And for those who didn't lead their children to it, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them and make them patient with the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested them with. As this was the case of the prophets and the messengers that came before us, their family members left guidance. It didn't harm them. And they weren't held accountable for it. But some people, they held accountable for it. We got some evidence right here with us to show they're accountable for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين. And from amongst the people are those who purchase lahw al-hadith, vain talk, to lead astray from the path of Allah without any knowledge, and to take it as a means of mockery, for them is a humiliating punishment. Lahw al-hadith, we usually say, is music. It's music. Nah. And it's more than music. Music haram. What's my dalil? Ayat in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. You keep acting like music ain't haram, ain't no dalil, the hadith ain't sahih, this, that. It's your desires. This music evil. If it was good, we would have been commanded to listen to it. Because the doctor tell you, listen to some jazz, it soothes your nerves and lower your high blood pressure. Now it's halal. It's okay for me, it's medicine. Islam encourages medicine. I'm taking my medicine. Hip hopping and bopping to some jazz music or classical. Think classical is not like rap. Wallahi, who told you that? Allah revealed an ayah, classical better than rap. Listen to classical, don't listen to rap. All of it's rap. Wrap you up in this dunya and prevent you from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazz make you remember Allah. Classical make you remember Allah. Prophet older than Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived 1400 years ago. How classical can you get? He was listening to classical music alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah alazim. And it goes for vain talk in general. Not just music. Every talk that takes you away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any knowledge. Everybody calling you away from this path don't got no knowledge, Muslim or not Muslim. No knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. He's sitting there, you want to debate me music. I debate you, music is permissible. I ain't debating you, you ignorant man. Shaitan got you talking about you want to debate. Debate on ignorance. This is the way of those people who got vain talk. Wallahi, the amusement parks, the movies, all that old garbage, man, people all into talking about you too strict. Who you talking about too strict? This is Allah's book. This is guidance from His book, man. You don't read the book. You don't know what it means. You don't know how to live it in your life. What you believing in? That vein, that stuff you in, it kept you away from knowing Allah's book. That's why you astray. We trying to call you back. You mad? It's okay. It's only on us to deliver the message. You don't come around, it don't hurt us. If you accept the truth, it's to your soul's benefit. And if you don't, it's only against your soul. Allah not going to punish us if you don't accept the truth. We call to the truth. We call to the truth. Alright, well, we're going to wear whatever you go astray. We're not wearing that. You have to wear it. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody, is it permissible to go to great adventures? It's permissible, man. Nix them. Nix me, man. I don't care. Nix you. You don't even know the Quran and the Sunnah. While you at great adventures, what we doing? We reading the Kitab and the Sunnah. You going more astray, we becoming more guided bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Oh Allah, continue to guide us. You listening to music, we listening to Quran and the Sunnah and the statements of the ulama. You talking about he just a man, I'm a man. Wallahi, the talk show like listening to Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. Talk show like listening to Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani rahimahullah. Talk like listening to Sheikh Muqbil hafidhahullah. How you gonna compare lady on TV talking about a talk show, radio, something talking about the message was deep? Wallahi, that's why you ignorant, man. We listening to the ulama, to the kitab and the sunnah. And they take it as mockery. Y'all still in the masjid? Man, y'all been in the masjid 20 years. You ain't learned the Quran yet? If we learned it, we gonna review it. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, because the reminder benefits the believers. If we heard the ayah 150 times, we want to hear 151 times. Na'am.
What are you going to the masjid for? To hear the ayah 500 times. You mean you heard it 499 times? Something like that, and I want to hear it one more time. And if Allah bless me and give me life, I want to hear it more times. Wallahi, how many times they listen to a song? Come on, man. Subhanallah al-Azim. We used to listen to music. How many times you listen to a song? You can't count it, man. You can memorize a song. You can't get no Quran down, man. Brothers still can't recite Allah's book, man. Your Fatiha still jammed up. People still reciting surahs. I'm embarrassed to tell them. You know why I'm embarrassed? He's going to be mad at me. I told a brother, he told me, how my recitation? I told him, man, mashallah. Nah, tell me. Be serious. You weak like that, man. Go learn some Quran. He got mad. The Sheikh said, I'm okay. Sheikh was playing with you. He was in bad. He was like me. I didn't want to tell you. Subhanallah, Allah, man. Learn the Quran. Wallah, you listen to the music, you get every note down, you ain't even a singer. People singing everywhere, they ain't singers. See Joker's walking up and down, he ain't no rapper, man. He heard the rap record. He ain't make no rap up, he's saying what he heard. Word for word. You thought he was the rapper. You thought she was the singer. And everything else go along with it, dancing. Dancing, lahu al-hadith. What dancing do? Make you remember Allah? Muslims be dancing. Come on, man. Muslims be having a party talking about why you ain't coming to the party. No, I ain't coming to the party, man. I'm Muslim, man. I left the party to be Muslim. Wallahi, Allah give us guidance. It takes you from the path of Allah. All this entertainment, rest, relaxation, and sports too. Sports too. Talking about you getting healthy. What kind of health you got, man? You don't know how to recite Fatiha. You healthy without Fatiha? What kind of health you got without Fatiha? Wallahi, talk to me, man. Make me understand something. What kind of health you got without Fatiha to Kitab? What kind of health you got without the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? المؤمن القوي خير وحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير. You're going to be quoting the hadith, a strong believer is better and more loved in the sight of Allah than the weak believer. See? Look at you. You weak. Wallahi, the strongest one of this ummah after the last prophet and messenger alayhi salatu wasalam was Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Who you know stronger and more tougher and courageous than Abu Bakr? Who Izar used to slip off of him because he was so skinny radiallahu anhu. He went out to fight the people who didn't pay zakat by himself radiallahu anhu. Umar ibn al-Khattab and everybody else was scared. Abu Bakr said, Wallahi, I'm going to fight him if they don't give me iqar that was given to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. He didn't even care about all the money. He's saying one little dollar. They don't pay, I'm going to get him. Got on his horse with his sword by himself, radiallahu anhu, till the Sahaba realized. Abu Bakr ain't soft, man. How you soft with Iman? How you soft with Iman? And how you tough without Iman? How you tough, you ain't got no Iman? Y'all know, man, listen to some stories, man. Where y'all been? The seerah, the history of Islam flooded with the story. Wallahi, we live in stories ourselves. Brother cocky, built like that, hard, look like he run through a brick, go to fight jihad, get there, leave. All the muscles can't stop no bullet, man. Muscle gonna stop, what he gonna do, stop a bullet in his chest? Boom, 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 catch it, no machine gun with no chest, man, what you talking about? All of those stuff walking around here like you somebody, man. Ittaqillah. All them sports, man. Wallahi, if you're doing it to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you condition your body and it makes you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a higher degree, wallahi, this is praiseworthy in Islam. But don't be thinking I'm a fool, I ain't no fool. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-alim, al-khabir. Allah is the all-knower, the all-aware. Allah don't know what your intention is for playing, jumping up and down outside. Allah know you're jumping up and down outside, you don't know the salah properly. You don't know how to recite the Quran, you play basketball. Wallahi, fear Allah.
All this stuff, man, it just leads astray.
اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب وله.
Know that the life of this world is a sport and play.
وما حياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
As Allah Ta'ala says at the end of the ayah.
And the life of this world is only in a deceiving enjoyment. It make you feel like you happy and you okay. Man, I had a nice time. Ah, you have a nice time. You forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobeyed Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's a nice time? That's a nice time? If it's a nice time, tell me Allah was lying when He said, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Allah is pleased, they are pleased with Him and He is pleased with them. They pleased with Allah. What Allah give them? وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامُ خَلَافًا.
لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. People telling me about halal fun. I hear the sisters complaining, you ain't handling your business. Talking about halal fun. If you halal fun, why the sisters mad? Sisters mad, wallahi. May Allah increase our sisters in shame and modesty and preserve their private parts, because men jumping up and down ain't preserving the sisters' private parts. Wallahi, sisters complain. They don't even know how to say it. Brothers ain't handling their business. Wallahi, they ain't handling their business. They handling their business while the sisters crying and complaining. Everybody tough, me too. Everybody say that when we with each other. Can't say that in front of your wife. I'm the man. You know what I'm saying? All night, I'm the man. Every night, I'm the man. Wallahi, we say that around ourselves. The sisters say, man, punk, man, sit down. Come on. Talking about halal fun? You take the haram and you leave the halal. أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. You take that which is inferior for that which is superior? Yeah, subhanAllah. Allah didn't give us what is enough for us to enjoy ourselves. If Islam doesn't have enough for you to enjoy yourselves, why were the Sahaba and the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and the believers up to right now today so happy and pleased with Islam? Why are we happy with Islam, man? If it's only happiness and that, why are we happy? We ain't jumping up and down somewhere, man. We ain't, whoa, ah, riding down a roller coaster somewhere. We ain't happy because we ain't screaming up and down a roller coaster, man. Shooting a little basketball court, man, to get some big, funny, blue teddy bear or something. SubhanAllah al-Azim. We happy with Islam. And we don't feel no loss. We don't feel no loss with chasing this world and what it has to offer. Alhamdulillah. The believer is not at a loss. Alhamdulillah. Islam is sufficient. Wallahi, where we learn this? رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَا وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَسُولًا. Where we learn that statement from, man? I'm pleased with Allah as my Lord. I'm pleased with Islam as my deen. And I'm pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my prophet. That ain't the statement of the believers. Tell me who that's the statement of. We ain't happy unless we doing some stuff everybody doing. We sitting down having meetings trying to figure out what type of recreation we going to do that's halal, because Islam don't offer enough for us. Wallahi, joker, learn Fatiha. Y'all think I'm crazy, man. Wallahi, we're going to start testing the brothers and sisters. Then we're going to see who crazy. I hope the brothers, wallahi, start learning how to say At-tahiyyat wa lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. Brothers don't got it down. My first test, brother, failed like that. First test. Get started. I don't want to say it's one on my side. You don't want a Muslim not to know Salat. Nah. The brother was just telling me today. Brother says, Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum. Astaghfirullah. Why are you telling Muslim wa alaikum?
He don't make salat. I don't make salat. You say, wa alaykum salam to me.
I ain't saying it to you no more, man.
Subhanallah. You Muslim, you don't make salat. Tell me a Somali Muslim, you don't make salat, and then give me the dalil. And I know it's a difference of an opinion. Give me some dalil. Subhanallah, Allah. Stay away from the life of this world. It doesn't offer no benefit for you in this world or the hereafter. It's no benefit. حفت الجنة بمكاره وحفت النار بالشهوات. Jannah has been surrounded with things you dislike, and the hellfire has been surrounded with things you like. Don't misunderstand the statement of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Jannah has been surrounded with things you dislike. You, the one who dislike what Allah gave you as Islam, you don't like it. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he liked the salah. He loved the salat alayhi salatu wasalam. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, amongst the most beloved things to him in this world was the salah alayhi salatu wasalam. Na'am, the salah leads you to Jannah? Na'am. And the hellfire has been surrounded with things you like. You like zina? Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam didn't like zina. He didn't commit zina before he was a prophet or afterwards. Salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. People hate zina. Na'am, people hate zina. But you, is what your desire, your lowly desire is like. The hellfire is surrounded with those lowly desires like. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannah and save us from the hellfire. I wanted to finish off this talk on the fitna, practicing Islam in the summer, and our methodology and their methodology with this. Please bear with me. May Allah make it easy on you. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, the Sisters Coalition of the Community Masjid Building Fund presents a Father's Day brunch cruise on the Spirit of New Jersey Cruise Line. For tickets and information, contact Hajja so-and-so and Hajja so-and-so. Departing from Wisdom, I don't even know how to say it, Mansion, 53 Lincoln Park, North New Jersey. I don't care if they get mad at me. Wallahi, man. I talk with the people who's having this building fund, and they've been trying to build a masjid for 7 years. Tell me how long I'm going to make a masjid successful is built on that. And you're going to tell me it's okay to make salat in these masjids built on the haram? On what Islam, man? You tell me how it's permissible to make salat in these masjids. Wallahi, tell me. Tell me the money comes from haram. They're going to build a masjid with haram money. You tell me it's okay to make salat in that masjid, man? What type of Islam you understand? Tell me what's the understanding of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. This ignorance. Then the brother going to say, don't call me ignorant. Somebody give him the tape. Listen to the tape. Brothers be giving the people the tape like this. Teach them the salat first, man. I don't care if you listen to the tape anyway. Allah is my Lord and Islam is my deen and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is my prophet. If they mad at me because Islam blamed them for their ignorance and stupidity in opposition to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, be mad at me, man. I ain't friends with nobody doing this anyway. He my friend? Friends based on, I ain't down with nobody with this. Hell, I'm going to be down with that. You down with it. $50 ticket. Go buy your ticket. We ain't going to give you nothing. Put your money down. And your reward is with your Lord. A cruise on Father's Day. Father's Day cruise. To build the masjid. Come on, man. SubhanAllah. And I'm crazy. What we mad about, man? What we mad about the view on the sunnah, we mad. This is what Allah bless us with, walhamdulillah. We happy with Allah favor us with. And it's not a statement of bragging because we didn't do it, Allah blessed us with it. Na'am. It's like we say we Muslim. That ain't a bragging statement. It's a statement like Allah says, فَحَدْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّ. And as far as the favors of your Lord, then proclaim. Alhamdulillah الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. Alhamdulillah who has guided us to this, because we would not have been guided if it wasn't that Allah had guided us to this. That's how we became Muslim. Allah guided us. And we came to the Sunnah because Allah guided us to the Sunnah. And we've been blessed with Masjid Ahl al-Sunnah because Allah bless us with Masjid Ahl al-Sunnah. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And you don't will except that Allah wills, Lord of all the worlds. Nah. We set out and we made an effort to build Masjid Ahl al-Sunnah. But that was with us. If it wasn't in accordance with Allah's will, it would never take place. Wallahi, we right here, man, all these masjids around us, man, on bid'ah and dalala. If they ain't on bid'ah and dalala, tell me their manhaj. I live here too, man. Tell me the manhaj of the masjids in our area. Tell me, man. Because I don't know. I know them to be on bid'ah and dalala. That's what I know the masjids to be on. If I'm wrong, show me what they are, man. We love the Sunnah, and the people love the Sunnah. Bid'ah and balala. This is a statement of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favors upon us. This is Allah's favor upon us that we guided. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He guides who He wills and He leads astray who He wills. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor. This is Allah's favor. They say we bragging, we ain't bragging because we ain't do this. Allah favored us. But we have to do our part of obedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. We don't have to be obedient to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. That's our way of obedience to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They mad at us. They say we talk about them. We talk about you. You talk about yourself. We wrong you. You wrong yourself. We led you astray, you led yourself astray. We're responsible for your situation, you're responsible for it yourself. Look at this, man. I'm glad they don't even pass this stuff out to me. None. My stuttering wasn't going to be no curse word. Nah, we Muslim. Ain't no brother here said he heard me curse, alhamdulillah. Not openly or privately. And I done heard imams on the minbar curse on Jumu'ah. Nah. Come on, man. The tapes are circulated. You heard the tapes. Imam cursing on the minbar. Nah. We Salafi walhamdulillah. On the Kitab and the Sunnah and the Manhaj of our Salaf al-Salih. I was at a program. Brother passing out flyers like that. He see us come in. He roll them up. I say, alhamdulillah. That's Allah's favor on us. He save us from that stuff, man. فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى وَلِيُبْلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْهُ بَلَاءً حَسَنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. ذلكم وأن الله موهن كيد الكافرين. You didn't kill them, but it was Allah who killed them. This is the battle of Badr. Who won the battle of Badr? The Muslims. Why they win? Because they killed the kuffar. Na'am. Why do Muslims win? Because they killed the kafir. But Allah, when they was happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them how to put place this happiness. You didn't kill them, but it was Allah who killed them. And when you shot, you didn't shoot, but it was Allah who shot. The Messenger of Allah s.a.w. picked up a handful of sand. He threw it at the faces of the kuffar, and there wasn't a kafir except his mouth and his nose and his eyes and his face was filled with the sand that the Messenger of Allah alayhi wasalam threw. You didn't throw when you threw, but it was Allah who threw. The Prophet s.a.w. threw, but it was Allah who let it land. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Qadir ala kulli shay. Allah is the one who has power and ability over all things. But Allah wants to test the believers with a good test. Allah wants to test us, call us to this haq, and test us to see if we practice it, and if we do, we be blessed. That's why we blessed. Allah blessed us for getting down with His deen. And if we leave it, He'll take it away. Nah. Just like it came, it went. People before us had better and more than we had. And where is it now, and where are they now? Allah can destroy whoever He wills. That is because Allah, He weakens the plot of the kafir. That, bismillah, that help that took place in Badr, and Allah weakens the plot of the kafir. Allah strengthens the believers and weakens the kafir.
because the success is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there's any success that has taken place here, we believe it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am. We believe it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever here I say, look what we did. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored us with. That's what we say. Look what Allah favored us with. Na'am. And we're not sitting around, inshallah ta'ala, waiting like we say all the time. We ain't waiting for somebody. Wallahi, people got more money than us. Wallahi, they got a boat ride, they got more money than us. And they can sit around and brag out how much money they got, more than I got. You got more money than me, but my money is for Islam. The little bit I got is for Islam. And all the money you got, what it's for? Wallahi, I ain't sad because I ain't got all the money in the world. I'm sad. Happy with Islam, alhamdulillah. Wallahi, people give enough money to buy themselves whatever they want. Muslims is given charity to lead the same lifestyle that the Muslims are leading. They think that they have more money than someone because of all of the worldly possessions they can show over us. Wallahi, we give more money in sadaqah than you drive around in. And you live in, and you wear. Wallahi, ain't nobody impressed because he got $1,000 pair of shoes on. I'm impressed. We're giving $1,000 for Allah's deen. Ain't nobody impressed with that. Somebody impressed with that? Look at my shoes. Look at them. Look at yourself, man. Got a pair of shoes you can't give nothing for Islam. I don't know if y'all know, I know. Because I'm on the other end, we asking them, hey, y'all, what's up? I'm struggling. You should be struggling with them $1,000 shoes you got on. Nah. Ain't nobody impressed with that stuff no more, man. We Muslims. We impressed with establishing Islam. We impressed with giving our money for Allah's deen. What make us happy? Giving money for Allah's deen, like it make them happy to get more and more and more of this dunya. May Allah give you even more of it. Nah. Because Allah gives them this dunya to sadden them and to set them up before He snatches the carpet from underneath them and destroy them. They getting set up with the dunya. Allah, if He want to set you up, He set you up with this dunya. You love the dunya, you better fear Allah because He's setting you up. You thinking, look what Allah blessed me with. I don't even know how them people enjoy what Allah blessed them with and go to the masjid and it ain't one. Nah. How Allah bless you, and then you go to the masjid and it ain't one. People pulling down six digits, six figures. What is it doing? People want to tell me I'm crazy. I'm on the sunnah, alhamdulillah. In the name of Allah, I'm reading from this flyer, another flyer. The name of Allah most, I ain't reading to call you to no foolishness. I'm reading to show you foolishness. Let him be mad at me, man. But let's come together on the Kitab and the Sunnah. Let's have a yardstick, man, called the Kitab and the Sunnah. We Muslims, we can't even discuss stuff in light of the Kitab and the Sunnah. You mad at me, man? All you gotta do, man, I told all the Muslims, man. You mad at me? All you gotta do is quote the ayat of the hadith. You wanna shut me up? You can shut me up any day with Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, with the understanding of our Salaf al-Salih. They want me to call it a masjid. I call it a masjid. I'm scared to call something a masjid. I call it a masjid. You want me to call it a masjid? Make it a masjid. And we'll call it a masjid and we'll make salah in it. The name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. How you begin like that, then you say, the Pan-African Muslim Association, with a star and a crescent, mobilizing African, they spell it with a K, because they don't know nothing about no Africa. People for power. No, this is serious. They ain't African. They African-American. They don't know nothing about Africa. They don't know no African languages. They don't know nothing about the continent, except they, that's why they, alhamdulillah, the African brothers probably happy they spell it backwards. Mobilizing African people for power presents Imam Muhammad Jabir Masjid Ashab al-Yameen.
I ain't exposing a brother. His name on the flyer. The flyer on the thing, man. Talking about his ghibah. If it was ghibah, it'd be permissible. What's permissible ghibah? To explain falsehood, to chase the people away from it and call them to the truth. But ain't ghibah, is this a flyer on the pole? I had to take it off the pole near my house, man. Leading my children astray with this foolishness. Ain't no masjid. He know it ain't no masjid. The imam of the masjid know it ain't no masjid. And he told me it ain't no masjid. And if he told me it wasn't a masjid, I would have told him, quote your ayah and hadith, then he would have had to say, it ain't no masjid. Nah. Topic. Al-Islam, basis for revolutionary change. How is it going to change? You still drink with your left hand. Eat with your left hand. You still married to a kafir. Everybody go out to find some kafir girl, talk to her, marry her. Come on, man, my wife Muslim, I'm happy with a Muslim wife. Y'all say your wife Muslim? Y'all want your wife to be kafir? Somebody want one of them whatchamacallums in the street? Man, our wives, we happy with them, alhamdulillah. Our wives take good care of us and we take care of them. And we happy, alhamdulillah. Basis for revolutionary change. Allahu Akbar. You don't even know what Islam is. I ain't saying that about the imam, I'm saying that about the people in general. How y'all say this, man? Wisdom Mansion. That's the masjid. Now, y'all know what the mansion is? The mansion, the masjid. And I've been corrected that the women are not the emirs. They might run some stuff, but they not the imam. The imam is men. I met the imams. They told me they studied Islam longer than me. 20 years. May Allah increase us in knowledge. Nah. For more information, call PAMA. P-A-M-A. PAMA. Pan-African Muslim Association. Wallahi, I hope Allah rewards me for tearing this up. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward everybody from tearing up that garbage. Come on, man, subhanallah. We're supposed to call to the Kitab and the Sunnah. Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, what he called to? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he called to? Imam Ahmed, the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, what he called to? What the Imams called to? A revolutionary? Come on, man. We call him to the Kitab and the Sunnah. And we use the language of the Kitab and the Sunnah and the Muslims. We Salafi. You mad because we Salafi? Why are we Salafi? Why you gotta say Salafi? Because I'm Salafi, alhamdulillah. And all those people you say, they say, I ain't Salafi? Ain't nobody mad with all that stuff, man, because it ain't stopped nothing. None of it. And everybody who's sad with all of that talk, be sad. That talk ain't stopped nothing. And ain't nobody worrying about it. We happy with Islam, alhamdulillah. And we happy with this deen, alhamdulillah. And this knowledge of Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, we ain't sad. We ain't sad. Because nobody ain't going to put me on it or take me off it. And if that's your case and what you're afraid of, that's your problem and ain't mine, alhamdulillah. We on it or off it according to our accordance to Allah's book and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a manhaj of our salaf as-salih or how much we are away from it. We got something that will put you on it or off it. It's called the Quran and the sunnah as a manhaj of our salaf as-salih. Can't nobody put you on and off. And we don't put people on and off. We don't put people on and off. They off it. I ain't make them off it. I made them off it. When they left this manhaj, when they left the Kitab and the Sunnah, they went off it. I ain't put them off it. I'm telling them, come back, get on it. What we call them to? Kitab and the Sunnah and the manhaj of our Salaf al-Salih. We ain't take nobody off it. He took himself off it. I took him off it? How I take him off it? On what basis did I say he was out of it? If it's based on my own desires, well, I just quoted the ayah today. فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا. Don't follow your desires to make you unjust. You can't make a verdict against somebody for your own desires. Don't do it. Allah prohibits it. You have to make your verdict on the people based on the kitab and the sunnah.
Subhanallah al-Azim.
How you think we know sahih from da'if? Because the ulama, they were making judgments on the kitab and the sunnah. Somebody talking about how Bukhari says he's da'if, he's not reliable. Who is he? You don't know who Bukhari is, man. You often for not knowing who Bukhari is.
Nah.
How you going to be on it? You don't know who Bukhari is. You on it? You don't know who Bukhari is? How you on what?
Subhanallah al-Azim. Islam is the truth, man. Look at these headphones we confiscated. Somebody told me these are expensive. Maybe the brother looking at me.
Ain't nobody please. I'm mad because I'm mad I can't wear this stuff. Huh? We upset with this stuff? We mad because we can't have this? I could buy these.
Somebody want to say I'm mad. I got money right here in my pocket to buy them. That's for Allah. Bismillah. Now, see, I could have bought them.
I ain't mad that I don't got none of this stuff, man. Ain't nobody mad with this stuff. What we mad for?
You asked the boy what he listening to. He told me I'm listening to the Quran. I'm listening to this Islam. You tell him it's Islam, he pull a tape out and say, Tupac Shakur. Shakur. You know Shakur. Shakur mentioned in the Quran.
Come on, man. This stuff mentioned in the Quran. This stuff mentioned in the Quran. What Quran mentioned this garbage, man? That's mentioned in the Quran. Tupac Shakur.
Astaghfirullah. A legend. He a legend. Died before his time.
This stuff, man. Somebody say, somebody told me, you play some Quran in a tape recorder. Quran tape might get jammed in this piece, man. Astaghfirullah.
Allah's words are not befitted. Subhanallah.
The only way we can magnify Allah's words is to play it in a tape recorder that play music. That's how we're going to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I want to listen to the Quran tape. I'm going to buy another one.
Nah.
Another one?
Then I'm going to play it in it. Don't have no shirk in it. Then if it has shirk in it, we'll clean it up. How you going to clean this stuff up? Then the parents be saying, why you break my boy's stuff? Why you buy his stuff? Why you buy this? Then the other one tell me, come on, man, it's Aliyah. One in a million. Nah. Come on, man. Who Aliyah? She Muslim?
Girl.
Come on, Ali a Muslim? That's a Muslim name. She Muslim? Come on, man, what's up with this? That's what we're about? This is what our children about? Where the children work at to get money to buy that? You bought it for Allah, wallahi. You lead your children astray, man. Then people wonder why there's problems at the madrasa. You want to know why there's problems? You the problem. Wallahi, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ain't sad. We ain't sad over none of that stuff. No cards, none of them. Brother was trying to tell me the names, all this stuff, and I can't remember. Some palm toys, something he was calling. I don't even know the name, all that stuff. I ain't sad, I ain't got it. I could buy it if I want it. We don't want to buy that no more. We want to buy our way to Jannah. People think that stuff, man, wallahi, man. You let all them deviant Muslims come here, man. You let every last one of them come here, man. And you let them come here with all the money they got. You let them come with all the money they got that they bought on their own selves. And that it has no portion for Allah's deen. And we'll show you more than that for Allah's deen. Nah. You bring me any of them deviant jokers, man. Wallahi, I'll go out, work harder and make more money to give more money for Islam. They show me they got something. I can't give for Allah's deen what they gave for this dunya. Nah. And we'll tell them to their face, ain't nobody scared of them. We happy with this, man. Somebody think we ain't happy?
Why are we not happy, man? We Muslim on the Sunnah. What are we going to be happy for if we ain't going to be happy for Islam?
Wallahi, man, some people don't got the message. Some people don't understand. Some people think, man, what this life of this world offers make us sad that we don't have it. I can't wait till Allah bless us with Jannah so we can get some of this stuff. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Ain't nobody sad, man. And I ain't sad. None of them ain't impressing me with nothing, man. How am I be impressed with ignorance? How am I be impressed with disobedience to Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam? You tell me how am I be impressed with that stuff, and why are you impressed with it? Look at a brother's car. Look at his car, man. Nah. At least the brothers who come to this masjid, if they got a nice car, they give money for Allah's deen, walhamdulillah. And then they get blessed in their car and in their money. Naam. They get blessed in their car and in their money. But how many people come to this masjid are driving a car of a lesser value than he could drive because his money is for Islam? Let them show that at the masjid there. Let them show that at the masjid there. Wallahi, they're living above their means. We happy, wallahi. We happy with Islam. Ain't nobody sad. We ain't sad, we ain't high. We ain't sad because we ain't drunk. We ain't sad because we not fornicating and committing adultery. We not sad because we not riding down the roller coaster, hanging on to some Kaffir girl or something. We ain't sad, man, because we in the masjid learning the Quran and the Sunnah and the Minhaj of our Salaf al-Salih. We happy, walhamdulillah. We ain't sad because we give our money for Allah's deen. Somebody miss the money he give? Ain't nobody missing the money. You miss the money you gave for Allah's deen, come take it out and we'll give it back to you. Somebody feel he missing the money, we'll give you your money back. And we told a brother, we ain't even taking all of the money. Somebody come here and say, this is haram money. I got a riba account and I got $10,000 extra in riba. I don't know what to do with it. Can I donate it to the school? Go donate it to a school that needs it. Our madrasa don't need it. Our madrasa need halal money. Nah. We gonna turn down money that's haram because we ain't pleased with it. We pleased with whatever Allah blessed us with. Nah. If Allah decrees us to be poor, we gonna be poor and happy. And if Allah makes us wealthy, we gonna be wealthy and generous, inshallah ta'ala. This is what Islam is about. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was rich and stingy. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he was wealthy and stingy and greedy. Generous. Uthman radiallahu anhu, stingy. Whoever pays for this army to fight jihad fi sabilillah get Jannah. It's taken care of, ya Rasulullah. He missed all that money? Ain't nobody missing money, man. People trying to figure out how much more money they can give. And people think we sad because we gave. You gave $1,000? What you got for you and your family? The Kitab and the Sunnah and the Manhaj of Salaf. We Salafi, na'am. That's what we have for us and our children. Islam. What you got for your children? Kufr? What you got for your children? He strung out over a no good Kaffir girl in a Kaffir high school that don't like him. I'm mad because my boy ain't like that. Are you crazy? People crazy, they think we not happy. We happy. Why are we not happy with Islam? I'm mad because my children go to Madrasa to Ahl Sunnah. Madrasa to Ahl Sunnah doesn't have the technological advancements of the other schools in certain areas and this and that. Man, get out of here with that stuff. Nah. Messenger of Allah, blame the people talk with all them big words anyway. Nah. All that stuff is blameworthy. All those advancements can't get you to Jannah. It's going to get them to Jannah? Sound like Pharaoh and the man talking about we're going to build the ladder up to the sky, deal with your Lord. Nah. Come on, man. All this technology they can't get out of the Sama' al-Dunya. Because you can't get out without permission.
Go to the mall every day if you want to and back. That's the beauty of this heaven. You can't get into the first heaven. And then there's one above that, and above that, and above that, seven heavens, and then above that, and then above that is the one above that is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahman wa ala al-Arsh istawa. Ar-Rahman goes high above his throne. They can't go on nowhere, man. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi wa sallam, 1400 years ago, they wasn't flying. They wasn't even riding. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam went to Sidratil Muntaha. Angels didn't go that high. Talking about the kafir went to the moon, man. What was he doing on the moon? Nah. What he was doing on the moon, man. They don't tell you what they be doing now, cramped up in the space castle, floating up there doing, man. Tell me, man. We Muslim. I'm mad because I ain't no homo. I can't go to Vermont and get married to the to my man. Astaghfirullah, Allah. We happy as Muslims, man. Talking about you blaming the sisters because they're lesbians. You made them a lesbian because you ain't take care of them. So what if I ain't take care of them, man? I got to deal with my Lord. And you want to deal with your Lord for being a lesbian. And we're going to blame the brothers for not taking care of the women. And we're going to blame the sisters for being lesbians. How you gonna be a Muslim sister lesbian? Nah. Sister, what's Khadija go to Aisha? Get out of here. Come on, man. Astaghfirullah, Allah. Then they get Imam homo, whatchamacallim, to marry them. Talking about they married. We could do it, the Christians do it. We mad because we can't do that? Who want their boy to grow up to be a homo? A fag? Who want their daughter to grow up to be a lesbian? We mad we can't do that? We happy with Islam. None of that kufr or bid'ah or balala we not happy with. We left-handed and eat with our right hand and we happy. And we right-handed and we clean ourselves with our left hand and we happy. Walhamdulillah. We sad? We ain't sad. Walhamdulillah. We happy with Islam. We ain't sad with no kufr and what it offers. And we ain't sad about no deviance and bid'ah and what it offers. Go tell the Muslims that, man. Go tell all them deviant Muslims. I'm mad they deviant. Because we calling them back to what's correct. To the Kitab and the Sunnah and the Manhaj of our Salaf al-Saleh. Get off the cruise ship and get on the Sunnah. The Sunnah will save you. Na'am. You want to get aboard? Get aboard the Sunnah. Talking about get aboard what they call that Step New Jersey cruise something mother whatever. Come on, man, subhanallah. Calling the Muslims get on the cruise ship talking about we building on Father's Day, music, dance, light. They don't know how to treat their women. Wallahi, ask the real Muslim sisters, man, is they happy? Come on, man. The Muslim men on the deen, they women are happy. The happiest sisters in this world. Y'all crazy, man. Our sisters wear niqabs. And they wear the black and 100 degree weathers and they happy. And we happy for them. Because we making them happy, walhamdulillah. We ain't sad. I'm mad because my wife don't got show stuff not showing. This is my wife. She look good, don't she? Kiss her on the cheek, man. You better not go no farther than that. I'm mad because I can't do that. Astaghfirullah, Allah. We happy with Islam, walhamdulillah. Go tell the Muslim man, our wives covered. That's our wives. Nah. That mean us, walhamdulillah. Nah. They can't see? Raise your hands up and put them down. That's how our women dress, walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And they're happy that they dress like that. And we're happy they dress like that. And the kafir women that see it are jealous of them. No. That's why they taking shahada. May Allah guide them to Islam. No. Why wives take shahada? Because Islam the truth. And they want to dress like the people of the truth. They want to have the dress code of the people of the truth. I'm mad because I ain't got a suit and tie on. My mother probably still got my suits and ties. Talking about, man. Come on, man, get out of here, man. Everybody was wearing tuxedos on Easter and at the prom. And get out of here with that stuff, man. We mad because we can't go to the prom? Some of y'all convincing your children they don't got a prom. No, we don't have no prom. And we don't got nothing else either. Nah. But Islam and the Sunnah. And that's what we want to make our children happy with. Nah. If they sad with Islam and the Sunnah, we sad for them. Nah. My children tell me, Abi, I'm sad. All I can do is that. I'm going to tell them I'm sad for you. Nah. Because you ain't going to find real happiness without this. People searching. What are they searching for? Searching for Islam. Because they can't find happiness no place else. Where are you going to find happiness in other than Islam? Yeah, subhanAllah. People talking about what type of Islam you talking about. Come on, man. That's what we ask y'all when y'all say y'all Muslim. What type of Muslim are you? Shi'i, Rafidi, Tablighi, Ikhwani. Wallahi, the Shaykh don't even call them Ikhwan al-Muslimin. He call them Ikhwan al-Muflisin. Nah. Where the Shaykh Muqbil, when he called the Ikhwan al-Muslimin, he said the Ikhwan al-Muflisin. He called the Muslim Brotherhood. You know what he called it? The Bankrupt Brotherhood. No sunnah in their account. Subhanallah. We said, we gonna ask you what Islam you want. We on the sunnah, alhamdulillah. Because the people on the sunnah ain't no need to ask about what they on. Because what they on is open and apparent. Sisters ain't coming to the masjid covered. Then they go out to work. Then they all uncovered.